Okay. Well, 5 minutes isn't much time. but let me just say that God has lots of conditions. All right, baptism is a condition. Lord's Supper is a condition. He has lots of things he wants to do. Different things for different people. All right, baptism is a special thing that kind of maybe all Christians have, like the Lord's Supper. If somebody is unable to meet the condition, even if they tried, they are in hell, according to Pat. If someone had thought they met the condition, but they didn't, all right. So what Pat said, let's say all these Baptists out here, and let's throw in Bible Church people too, because we'd be basically the same. We are baptized by immersion as believers. We are not baptized to cause a remission of sins, like Pat says. Therefore, you have to believe that all the Baptists and Bible Church people are in hell. Throughout church history, until the time of the Restoration Movement, it was not taught anywhere that we can find. So you have to believe that the gates of hell prevailed against the church. And everybody that we know of went to hell. This, by the way, isn't something I came up with. Alexander Campbell himself came up with this. And Alexander Campbell was baptized by a Baptist pastor, but he wasn't for the remission of sins throughout his whole life. And so even the people who found the Restoration Movement, they're all in hell. The early Christian martyrs, some of them believed in baptismal regeneration, which is, again, different from his view because babies can get it. And so all of them are in hell. And so until the time after the Reformation of Movement, we can't find a single person from the time of the New Testament until after the Restoration Movement whoever went to heaven, according to his view. Now, for people who were baptized, you know, with the wrong view, or people who died before they're baptized, I still have to go back to believing Jesus in John 3:16. For whosoever believeth in him should not perish and have everlasting life. Okay? Belief includes calling the name of the Lord, and includes confessing his name, repentance, obedience, includes being baptized. But what if you can't do some of that and you want to? Then either God says, you didn't meet the condition, I'm a legalist, you're going to hell. Or God says, I am gracious, and you were obedient. And if you believe and are obedient, and if anyone obeys me, Jesus said that my Father and I will come to him and make a home to him. I do not believe there are people in the New Testament who had the Spirit of God living inside them who were in hell and obedient believers, because Romans 8 says that all who have the Spirit of Christ have Christ, and that would include Cornelius prior to being baptized. There are too many scriptures I would have to say is a lie to hold to Pat's view. Let's see what else I might have not covered. There were people in the Old Testament who the Holy Spirit seemed to have come and left. Saul, was he really a believer? Was he saved? And we don't know much about Saul, but in New Testament, we know what Romans 8 says. It says that those who believe, those who have the Spirit inside them, believe and have eternal life. And so the ultimate issue is that if there is what you would call, what Pat would call a condition, and someone tried to meet the condition but was unable to, then they are in hell, despite what God says in the Bible. I don't think so. The walls of Jericho, they fell by grace through faith, and yet they had to work to walk around them. All right, the work part was working out your salvation. And this hadn't come up yet, but in Philippians it says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Paul is talking to believers. Yes, we do work, just like they walked around the walls of Jericho, but that's after we're saved. There's no point in doing a work for God if you aren't saved. And so you have to be a believer. And he didn't really respond to saying, well, Paul was a fellow believer prior to his baptism, and I believe that fellow genuine believers we will see in heaven. I don't believe some of those genuine believers go to hell through circumstances beyond their control. And so it kind of, if you go back to that chart, it goes back to, do you believe there's this plateau of people in hell? And all the promises of God, the person who doesn't know to be baptized by immersion for the remission of sins, which would be all Baptists. I don't believe that all Baptists, all people baptized, and including Alexander Campbell, including the early people of the Restoration, I don't believe they are all in hell. I believe that they trusted in God, and they followed the truth that they had, and that they were in heaven. Okay, God's the judge, but I believe that they were fellow believers. And if someone doesn't meet your conditions, an ambiguous Greek word, which does mean result of, it can mean both ways, that I don't believe that God says, hey, there's no other way. Jesus' blood isn't good enough. If you don't meet the condition of baptism, even if you have faith and are obedient, then you're going to hell. I don't believe it's the water paid for your sins. It's only the blood and of Christ. And the baptism is important, but it's one of those acts of obedience that a believer does. I don't believe that non-believers get baptized. Catholics do. I'm sorry. That non-saved people get baptized. Catholics believe non-saved get baptized. Pat believes non-saved people get baptized. I believe saved people get baptized. Okay.